Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu and Jumma Mubarak. And welcome.
Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Wa Jumma Mubarak.
Jumma Mubarak. Alhamdulillah, brother, ma'am. I'm going to turn it over to you, inshallah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Dear beloved Muslims, as-salamu alaykum wa Jumma Mubarak.
Allahu Akbar.
La ilaha illallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We begin with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. We give Allah the complete and perfect praise. He is our Lord, keeper, sustainer, evolver of all the systems of knowledge. We seek his aid. We beg for his mercy and his forgiveness. We put our complete faith and trust in him. Mighty and sublime is he. I bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship except Allah alone. He is without partners or associates and has nothing like unto him. To him be the dominion or the rule. To him be all unqualified praise, and he has power over all things. I further witness that Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed, that he is Allah's slave, servant, and his messenger. And we salute him in Arabic. It's sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The prayers and the peace be on him, his family, his descendants, the companions, the righteous all. And I say, ayyuhal muslimun, and on you also be the peace, dear Muslims. Ameen wa amma ba'd. Dear family, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is he and supreme above all things, says in the Quran, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dhalika al-kitaba la rayba fi hudan lil-muttaqin alladhina yu'minuna bil-ghaibi wa yuqimuna as-salat wa mimma razaqnahum yunfiqun walladhina yu'minuna bima unzila ilayka wa ma unzila min qablik والبالآخرات هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. We say صدق الله العظيم, and Allah the Mightiest has spoken the truth. Dear believers, dear family, our topic today for this khutbah is when you are free from your recent project, still lift your heart. Dear family, the verses that I just read come from Surah Al-Baqarah, starting with the second verse through the fifth verse. And whenever Ramadan comes around, this verse comes to my mind, and also the surah that I'm going to recite in the second part of the khutbah also comes to my mind, and inshallah, I will explain to you why. Firstly, as you know, again, we've just finished Ramadan, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, the month of forgiveness, the month of the Quran. And you and I know that at least 17 times a day, we recite the first chapter in the Muslim holy book, the Quran, entitled Al-Fatiha. Now, recently, and this is on Facebook, you can go back and look, we've broken down some of the insights and understanding we can get from Surah Al-Fatiha. But I'm going to keep it simple, not trying to get deep at all. The bottom line is this. Every time we ask Allah to guide us on the straight path, and we understand that this word mustaqim is not horizontal, it's vertical. That's not the talk today. I'm not going to get into that. But vertical should suggest to you the upright path. That's what that should suggest. But not only that, we ask Allah to make us be among those who don't earn his anger and among those that don't go astray. This is not just limited to our brothers and sisters of other faiths before us. Muslims can earn the anger of Allah. Muslims can go astray. So again, Shakir, what is your point? Right after the Fatiha, which is the first chapter, where we're asking for guidance, where we're asking not to earn the anger, where we're asking not to go astray, Allah comes right behind that, the second verse of the second chapter, and says, "Dhalika al-kitaba la rayba fi hudan lil-muttaqin." That is the book. In it is guidance sure for the believers. Yes. You were asking for guidance. You don't want to earn the anger. You don't want to go astray? Well, pay attention to the next 113 surahs, because the next 113 surahs are going to show you how you can be guided, show you how you cannot go astray, and how you cannot avoid the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But let's go a little further. Allah says, that is the book, in it is guidance sure without doubt for those who are conscious of Allah, who believe in bil-ghaib, who believe in the unseen, establish regular prayer, and spend what we have provided for them. Yes. Alhamdulillah. That sounds like a formula to me. That sounds like if I apply what's being said, I'm going to get the result that I desire. And Allah says, quote, and who believe in what was revealed to you, O Muhammad, and what was revealed before your time, and who also have an assurance in their heart of the hereafter. Brothers and sisters, Allah says, don't doubt it. But again, why are you and I holding on? Why are we remaining steadfast? Because we have an assurance. Assurance is faith, but assurance is a strong faith, almost like knowing. In other words, we believe that everything we're doing in the path of God, the sacrifices we're making, the giving of our goods and our persons, the givings of our money, all of that, the striving, the doing of good, the support of the community life, forbidding what is wrong, and encouraging what is right. We believe that at the other end of that is the hereafter. And again, the hereafter in Jannah is not synonymous because the hereafter includes two possible realities. The paradise, which is the goal, and the hellfire is what we want to avoid. So, dear family, we you know, there's some people that want us to try to get us to convince them that there's a God, convince them there's life after death. But they try to get us to convince them. And you know, the reality is, we can't really articulate that. We really can't explain it to them. It's something Allah has given us. Where's your proof, Shakir? Verses after the verses that I just read, Allah says it doesn't matter whether you try to guide them, whether you warn them, whether you try to explain it to them or not. Allah says it doesn't matter. You're wasting your time. I have put a seal over their heart, a deafening in their ear. So I don't care how articulate you are, how knowledgeable you are, how much you desire for them to come on board, I'm denying them that. Because of their disposition. This is a very beautiful. The first 13 ayat or so of Surah Al-Baqarah, very beautiful because it talks about those who claim to be on the right path and claim to want good. And Allah says, basically, stop doing mischief. They say, we're not doing mischief. We only want good. But then these same verses say, what? I'm fooling with them. I'm just jesting with them. I'm really with you, the enemies of Islam, the enemies of the belief. I'm really with you. Allah's revealing all of this to let you know, don't worry, believers. I'm watching them. Don't worry, believers. I got them. And they can't do nothing to you that I don't allow them to do. And Allah ends those five verses by saying, they are on true guidance from their Lord. And it is these that will prosper. You want prosperity, family? You want true prosperity? It's not in your zip code. It's not in the car you drive. It's not your bank account. You want true prosperity? Allah just gave it to you. You believe in the unseen. Alhamdulillah. You believe in the unseen. You're regular in prayer, you're regular in charity, and you have your hopes in the hereafter. So, dear family, I bring this up at this particular time, after we just went through the beautiful 30 days of discipline that we just went through, the reading of the Quran, the extra prayers, the seeking of Allah's forgiveness, to draw nigh, draw closer to Allah. Now we have I'm reminding you what the formula is. It's the same formula that Allah puts in the 23rd surah of the Quran entitled The Believers. kad aflah al mu'minun. Successful indeed are the believers. And then it goes on again to talk about avoiding vain talk, regular in your prayers, regular in your charity, guarding your private part. Isn't that wonderful? Do you know that there's some people that will charge you with a task, hoping that you will fail, and they hold back the information that you need to be successful? That's not Allah. He said, I've charged you with something. I expect something from you, and this is an open book test. I'm going to give you the answer. Brothers and sisters, it's just, I laugh, I giggle, I smile. This should warm our hearts as believers. This is a wonderful thing. And that's why we should be proud to be the slaves only to Allah. I know psychologically the black man has an issue with that term. Relax. With Allah, there's no stress. There's no worry. He's a good master. He's a just master. He gives you more than you deserve, more than you're entitled to. And you can't do nothing for him anyway, so what you're doing is for your soul here and hereafter, your soul here and in the future. Praise be to Allah. So we thank Allah for the Ramadan. We thank Allah for this opportunity. And now as we're going forward, don't let Ramadan go too fast. Now, I'm sorry. Y'all don't follow my example, okay? Please don't follow my example. We're only a week after Ramadan, and your brother is already falling back into some stuff that he wasn't doing during Ramadan. I'm not saying it's bad stuff. You don't have to have me resign or nothing. There's nothing like that. But I'm not as focused. I'm not as motivated. I'm not as disciplined. So what does the Prophet tell us, sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He says, you can kind of keep this fasting thing going in the month of Shawwal. Whether you have days to make up or not, fast 6 days in the month of Shawwal, and it'll be as though you fasted the entire year. Again, don't follow your brother's example. He struggles with fasting outside of Ramadan. I know none of y'all had that problem, but that's something that I have to deal with. And I have to remind you this because this gives us the explanation as to why we can fast in Ramadan and have difficulty outside. Imam Muhammad radiallahu anhu, he shared with us one time a conversation he had with his daughter. His daughter had been fasting outside of Ramadan to lose weight. She wasn't very successful. Ramadan comes around. They're having a father-daughter moment. Daddy, it's easy for me to fast in the month of Ramadan. And the imam, with his wisdom, he just waited. Something on her face looked like she was going to say more. So he just waited. And then she said, because fasting in the month of Ramadan, I am doing it for Allah. There's your motivation. This is where taqwa comes in, because you will do what's right even when you don't feel like doing it. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanat wa fi akhirati hasanat wa qina adhaban nar. O Allah, we pray for the excellence and the good of this life. We pray for the excellence and the good of the life to come. And please save us from the torment of the fires of sin. Ameen. Allahu Akbar. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa amma ba'd. When you are free from your immediate task, your immediate project, your immediate initiative, still labor hard. Dear family, the other verse that comes to my mind after Ramadan is the 94th surah in the Quran. Inshallah, is one way that it's pronounced. And Allah says, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alam nasra laka sadrak, wa wadana anka wizrak, alladhi akadha dhikrak, wa rafana laka dhikrak. Fa'innama al-usri yusra, innama al-usri yusra, fa'idha farrata fansab, walila rabbika fargab. Brothers and sisters, I'm not going to waste your time getting into every verse, because my focus for that surah are the last two verses. But I have to remind you that this surah was revealed during the time when Muhammad the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was having great difficulty and grief in his life. Surah 93 and Surah 94 is uplifting him and reminding him that Allah is not upset with you. Allah is not angry with you. Allah has not forsaken you, because things were happening. It seemed like the disbelievers had a slight edge. He had a situation where we had the year of sorrow, those years of famine, and when the people also, not only the year of sorrow was when they were boycotted, but also, and I may stand corrected on this, but I believe the Honorable Lady Khadija radiallahu anha and his uncle Abi Talib both died around the same time. So his support system is gone now. Oh, he had no better support than the Honorable Lady radiallahu anha. And then his uncle wasn't a believer, but the enemy stood back while he was alive. My point, dear family, is this is a difficult time. All of us go through this. We have peaks and valleys. We have these seasons. So if Allah is speaking to Muhammad the Prophet, upon him be peace, is he not also speaking to you and I? Is he not our best example? Is he not teaching us and showing us that in the right proportion and degree, what Allah did for him, he'll do for us? Oh, that's the beauty of Allah, dear family. Never fails in his promise. No hidden agendas, no ulterior motives. You can have iman, faith, but faith is synonymous with trust. If I don't trust you, I'm not going to believe in you. If I don't trust you, I'm not going to have faith in you. Yes. Amana, faith, trust, dear family. So what does Allah tell the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Look at what I've done for you. I've taken the burden off of you. Yes, your mission is a burden in one sense, but in another sense, I'm liberating you. I'm freeing you. And I'm taking off that thing that weighed you down. Not only that, I'm continuing. Listen to my language. I'm continuing to have you held in high esteem. He was already held in high esteem before his mission. I'm continuing to hold you in high esteem. So I'm with you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So remember that difficulty and relief is like peanut butter and jelly. Sunshine and rain, if my maize fan. Joy and pain, sunshine and rain, huh? The second part of the khutbah, I can do this, huh? What Allah is teaching you, that what appears to be a negative in your sight is necessary for the life, necessary for the growth, necessary for the development. And I've already given you commentary on this, so I'm going to do it real quick and get to those last two verses. In the difficulty is the relief. You can't see it when you're going through it. But if you'll be honest, every time you and I emerge from a challenge, emerge from a difficulty, emerge from confusion, now we've grown. We're more prepared because it keeps coming.
Isn't that a mercy also? What if Allah gave us the biggest challenge before we had developed our muscles to be able to stand it? That would be cruel. Yes, the reason why we keep standing up and keep getting back up is because he has given us a regimen. He has given us exercises. He's given us rituals. He's given us things to empower and strengthen us. And people will say to you, I don't know how you're still standing. I don't know why you're still smiling. I don't know why your attitude is so good. We just say, oh, thank you, Allah, for not testing me that way. Thank you, Allah, for not trying me that way. And you think they're superwoman. You think they're Superman. No, they had just been in so many, they've been in so many difficulties that it looks easy to you. Because some people avoid difficulty. Some people quit. Oh, it's too hard. And that's not just on the job. They quit organizations. They quit communities. They quit families. This is too hard. But if you don't go through it, dear family, you won't appreciate. You won't appreciate the ease without the difficulty. So what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Did we not expand for you your breast and remove from you your burden which weighed down your back and raised you in high esteem in which thou art held? For indeed, with every difficulty or in every difficulty there is relief. So in verily, in every difficulty, there is relief. You ready for the title of the khutbah? So when you are finished with your duties, this says, and stand up for worship. Another translation says, therefore, when thou art free from thy immediate task, still labor hard and turn all of your attention. And to your Lord direct your longing, and to your Lord turn all of your attention. This is the 94th surah, dear family. So again, what is all this? I use two different translations because it almost takes two or three to get to the point when you're translating the Arabic. Yes, I like the idea, turn all your attention to your Lord. But I also like the phrase, turn all of your longing. See, brothers and sisters, what longing suggests to me is that you bring your desires, you bring your appetites in line with what Allah wants. And didn't Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, say, none of you becomes a believer until your desires are in line with what I brought you. See, some of us are posturing. Some of us are ritualistic. Some of us are going through the motions. But as Allah told the desert Arabs, don't say you're a believer. Faith has not yet entered your heart. But what I will give you, just say you're a Muslim. Say you are submitting or you're striving to submit. I hope y'all follow what I'm saying here. So the idea is the longing. What do we want out of life? What are we striving for? What do we invest our time in? What do we invest our money in? That will tell you what you believe in. That'll tell you your value system. That'll tell you what's important to you. So we went through some difficulty just now with Ramadan, but we emerged stronger. Hopefully we're closer to Allah. We have more knowledge. We have more strength and confidence. This world requires strength. I'm telling you, you can be in your own home minding your business and get assaulted unless you leave the TV on. But if you turn the TV on, you're going to get assaulted. Sometimes you're talking to your neighbor, get assaulted. I'm not talking about physical. It's these values and ideas and norms that we've accepted and embraced. And we're a better nation than that. We used to be a better nation than that. I'm not going to get up on it. I want to bring it home. When you are free from your immediate task, when you have finished your project, still labor hard. I like the Imam so much, radiallahu anhu, how he explains things. That, what I just said, those verses are actually a principle. We call it momentum. Momentum. Isn't that something that we fear? If we're on a roll, if things are going good, we want to keep the momentum going. Because to stop something, it takes more energy to get it rolling again than if you just prime it a little bit and push it a little bit. So the Imam says, yes, take a rest, but don't rest too long. You might not get up again. And he's right. There's no secret your brother's retired now. Man, I was more productive when I was working. There's something about when you're doing something and you're busy and you're working, you're more productive. There's even a saying, we got network marketing people here, if you want to get something done to a busy person. Now, that sounds counterintuitive, doesn't it? Oh, they ain't got time for that. They got too much on their plate. But the busiest people are the most productive. And some of us retired folks take all day to do one thing. All right, I'm telling on myself too much here. That's all right. I come right back and say I've earned it, alhamdulillah. I've been in the trenches for years. I'm still in the trenches. Don't get it twisted now. I'm not sitting up in the hammock every day. Ain't got nothing going on. But my point, dear family, keep that momentum going. Imam said, right away, get back into a difficult struggle, because life progresses by effort. Life progresses by movement. Yes. So, brothers and sisters, you know I got an objective. Here you and I, coming off the heels of a beautiful Ramadan. Yes, we enjoyed our iftar. We had a wonderful Eid. But do you think that was add water and stir? Do you think that just happened? Or were there some stuff going on that you didn't know about and you just showed up and got the benefit? It's the latter. We already know Sister Rabia was our leader with her very able assistant, Sister Alicia. By the way, while I mentioned her, I was informed that she had to go to the emergency room. Something's going on with our sister. I don't know the details, but let's pray for our sister as we're making our prayers today. Yes. So we had people in place, Sister Ebony, that beautiful cuisine that we enjoy. He's back there at the door pointing at Asma. Asma said, I didn't cook a biscuit. Brother Jay. We had Sister Anaya step up, sponsor a meal. I actually can name all of you when it came to the day of the event. You got brothers on security out there. You got sisters decorating. I see you, Sister Phyllis. I see you. Yes. All of us contributing. I know Hanny don't want me to say nothing because he got his hands in everything. He's just the quiet storm. You don't even know what half the stuff he doing. That's all right, bro. We appreciate you, brother. I can name all of them because it took all of us. But now what I'm saying to you, yes, we enjoyed that. We finished that project. What's next, MBeer family? What's next, MBeer family? And by the way, we are equal opportunity leaders. Don't make me go back to Rabia again. I'm sure she's going to let me. Maybe I'm speaking for her. But let's not burn her out. Got her leading all the projects. Matter of fact, you're missing out on blessings. You understand what I'm saying? Sister Rabia is good at what she does. And that's the thing you have to do in your community. You have to identify people's strengths, and you have to let them do what they do. Yes, there may be some interference, but as a leader, I want minimal interference. Why? Because I want your creativity to come out. If I'm going to do everything, I don't need you. and that's not my spirit. And that is, I say that for effect. I'm trying to make a point. I'm trying to make a point to say, brothers and sisters, this community can look like however you want it to look. Sister Anaya's got some ideas. I think she's working with Ebony. We're going to do some things. But again, it can look the way you want it to look. As long, again, of course, if it's wholesome and halal and all that. But I don't expect anything other than that from the believers. So it's going to be good. So brothers and sisters, in a sense, this is really the whole reason for my talk today. I want to inspire us to right away get back into another difficult task. I want to remind us that we still haven't had our open house. I want to remind us, now I'm going to share something with you, and I didn't get your permission to do this, so you might get mad at me. But your brother is involved with CWSC, Community-Wide Shura Conference. And every year in September, we have strategic planning meetings. One year we were in Dallas. Another year we were in Tampa. Well, guess where it's coming this year? You didn't ask us, Ebam. San Antonio is the next spot. And you've got directors coming from all over the country, from the Carolinas to the West Coast to the East Coast, coming together strategically planning with the mission of CWSC. Again, what's the point, Shakir? Here's another opportunity for MBIR. It's going to take work, though. I'll give you more details. It's coming. But Tampa did such a wonderful job that they had us presenting to the local city council, the mayor, the city council. CWSC gets to present to them. We had an interfaith platform. I'm going too long. The bottom line is this. We have an opportunity, dear family. And please don't take the position. The leaders ain't doing nothing. The board ain't doing nothing. Because that's not true. The leaders and the board are doing quite a bit. But we can only do so much. So if there's an area that we're neglecting, because we have to prioritize, and maybe we don't have the energy for that right now, but if you have the energy, let us know what you'd like to do, and we will support you. Yes, there's some protocols and red tape. Every organization has that. If you let that discourage you, you weren't that serious to begin with. I'm sorry, did I say that out loud? So, dear family, I'll say this and I'm done. We are concerned about our future. Most of us here got more days behind us than we have ahead of us. We don't want to be that dying community. So all those things we envisioned, I know COVID slowed us down, but we've been here since 2019. It's time to get out and meet the neighbors. It's time to go out and provide various programs. Why? First of all, because you'll be doing your charge as a Muslim. You are the best community raised up for all mankind. You are mercy to all the worlds, mercy to all mankind. So we want to be that service to the community. And do you know what the natural outcome of that is? When we genuinely care about this community, they care about us. When we genuinely care about this community and we have a need, they respond to us. And matter of fact, after their needs have been met, now they're ready to hear some Arabic and ready to hear a talk. But when they hungry, almost out of doors, don't have programs working for them, they can't hear you. But they say, look at these people making a difference. Let me find out a little bit more about them Muslims. Let me find out a little bit more about that organization. And this is where our growth will come, dear family. Because if we don't grow, it's going to die with us. Now, we pray Allah that he don't allow that to happen, because it's really not us anyway. It will still be Allah. Allah says, I revealed it and I will propagate it. Allah will make this thing survive. But that would be a tragedy, a city this size, to be absent the influence on the community of Imam Waraduddin Muhammad. That would be a major setback and deprivation of the San Antonio community, because we have things that nobody else has. I don't care if there's another 40,000 Muslims in San Antonio. This community has something that nobody else has, and not because I say so. That's the way Allah planned it. This whole evolution, he was moving us towards a destiny. We're not quite there yet. We're well along the way, and we've had a few destiny-type stops, if you will. But every time there's a destiny, there's something beyond that destiny. And maybe I'm not using the right word. To get your high school diploma is a destiny. But most people don't stop there. They go and get a college degree. That becomes a destiny. And you see what I'm saying? So your destiny can move. I didn't say that right, subhanAllah. So, dear family, I'm excited about our future. You know how I feel about you all. Small but mighty, intelligent, capable, productive. That's the community of Masjid Bilal. Praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Thank you all so much for your faith. We got company, huh? Praise be to Allah. I already mentioned about Sister Arlicia. We want to give greetings of Juma Mubarak, Juma Mubaraka to our AM360 audience, Juma Mubaraka to our Facebook audience. And we want to acknowledge the young man here. What's your name, young man?
Elijah.
Elijah. Have we met before, Brother Elijah? We welcome you. Your aunt, Aunt Anaya. Well, thank you for being with us this afternoon. They must have gave you Battle of the Flowers off or something like that, right? Half a day today. Thank you for coming. Come back and visit us anytime, okay? Praise be to Allah. That thing giving y'all the blues, ain't it? Your family, most of you have saw my text, email, etc. Probably text is what it was. I want to encourage all of us that are able to strongly consider going to New Medina, Mississippi at the end of this month. I've heard from some of you. I refuse to believe that those are the only ones that are interested in this opportunity. We've been there before. This New Medina, Mississippi is a community that Imam Muhammad radiallahu anh encouraged them. You know, when we talk about New Africa, when we talk about subdivisions, when we're talking about getting charged, even the Honorable Elijah Muhammad talked about getting land of our own. New Medina, Mississippi is an actual township, city-type situation. It's really in Summerall, Mississippi, but they've adopted New Medina. They have a dollar store. They have subdivision houses. They got streets named Abu Bakr and Mustafa K, Aisha K, Musa. You understand what I'm saying? Houses. This community is a model for us of what the destiny, that's one of our destinies, dear family. Not that we want to separate from the rest of the world, but aren't all these subdivisions separate at the same time they're apart? And we were talking about this the other day at Brother Asmar's home, having a nice lunch about the homeowners association and the rules and regulations. Don't we want to be in charge of something? Don't we want to have some rules and regulations? So, brothers and sisters, I'm trying to paint a picture to inspire you. We're trying to even make it easy for you. Let's get a 12-passenger van. Let's roll. Let's roll. Road trip. And we'll experience banquets. We'll experience workshops. Matter of fact, we'll experience bonfire. And those that like to go horseback ride, let's go horseback ride. All of this is going on in New Medina, Mississippi. And you saw the lineup. Oh, powerhouse lineup. So we're going, every time I go, I have a wonderful time. This will be my third or fourth time. So it's only 10 hours down the road. Let's go. Let's go. Praise be to Allah. Yes. Hopefully I'll hear from you all by the weekend. I said today, but one of the reasons why I like I said, am I going to go alone? Because if I'm going alone, I'm getting on a bird. Okay, that's what I'm trying to understand. If I'm going with my community, then I'm going with my community, and I'm all right with that. 20 hours round trip with my community, I'm all right with that. But if I'm alone, I ain't driving. And I already know I'm not alone. Yes, I know some of you all are going with me. Alhamdulillah. So, dear family, I think that's all I got right now. Let me think. Yeah, I think that's all I got. Of course, we always appreciate your donations. Yes. And in the back there, we have a donation box now. If you don't see, Sister Phyllis is not here, Sister Amita's not here, you want to drop it in the box, great. Got a little lock on it, we good. I'm not worried about nobody stealing nothing, because like I told Sister Ebony, they want to bring the wrath of Allah on them. They can bring the wrath of Allah on themselves. But we also have envelopes, a big gold envelope back there where you can write your information down. But I think I have everyone here, your email and contact information. So, dear family, don't forget the Muhammads, Imam Abdulrahim, Sister Rachel. They still need your prayers. New challenges coming up. Don't forget them. Don't forget Sister Basima. Don't forget Sister Deshaun. There's several people in our community that are struggling health-wise. And thank you all for your patience with me. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد كما صليت على ابراهيم وعلى ابراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى محمد كما باركت على ابراهيم وعلى ابراهيم في العالمين انك حميد مجيد امين اقيم الصلاه
الله اكبر الله اكبر الله اكبر الله اكبر لا اله الا الله لا اله الا الله شرر محمد رسول الله شرر محمد رسول الله حي الصلاة حي الصلاة حي الصلاة حي الصلاة أتقام الصلاة أتقام الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله so straight line family. Brother Jay, you can lock the door and join us. Thank you. It's though. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Maliki Yawm Al-Din إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أخذ ذكرك ورافعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرطت فانصب ولله ربك فارغب الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الفاتحة بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين 2AM 360 The Honorable Lady Sister Latifa Hameen Thank you all so much for giving us this honor from time to time We thank Allah for the opportunity, and we support. And thank you all for the wonderful work that you all are doing. Jazakum Allah khair.
Wa yakum ameen. Thank you so much, Brother Man, for you giving us, opening up and letting us have time with you for Juma, sharing your Juma. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
All right.
All right, my dear sister. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ameen. All right. As that concludes the Share Your Jumma with Imam Omar Shakir out of San Antonio, Texas today. And now we're going to play about a half an hour, inshallah, with the Imam Wafdi Muhammad Rahim Allah Alay lectures, Powerful Signs, inshallah.
When things will be happening and it will be clear that they are not happening in response to man's doings or his will, but in response to God's doing and God's will. And it is put in this language that wait until you see God come with his clock, with his clock, with his timepiece. What time is it by your clock? You will give us that time. What time is it by God's clock? God has to reveal that. God has to make us know that. There are a lot of things that are happening in this modern world, in our time, that to me is very clear signs for people of faith. Among modern world developments are signs and support for faith in God. Signs as powerful as the parting of the waters mentioned in the Old Testament, the crossing of the Red Sea and the Jordan River. These signs are very powerful. Some of us see things happening and witness changes in the world, but we don't do what God asks us to do, and that is not just see things, but reflect on them. Reflect on them as believers in God. Refer back to your scripture, to prophecies, and to scripture. So you will know what time is it by God's clock, not by yours. So you will know what time is it by God's clock. We have seen the Cold War period ended. We lived in fear for a time, the fear of horrible consequences, perhaps the destruction of society as we know it on this earth by the superpowers if they decided to go to war with each other with the great stockpile of nuclear weapons that they had and still have. We feared the destruction of society as we know it. And without us being able to predict the end of that time, the end came. The end came, the great Soviet Union was dismantled, and only one superpower remained. And we have stopped fearing what could happen if the wrong phone was picked up by the President of these United States and war was declared between the great superpowers. That time of fear is gone. And we find that almost the next morning, a vast land that we thought had become atheist or was without belief and practice by the faithful of God, faithful followers of God, was seen, as I said, almost the next morning with many, many people of faith ready to publicly practice their faith or their religion. Christians, Muslims, and others. We were told a story of, which was a true story, of the survival of Muslim learned persons and leadership, strong parents who secretly protected their religion and shared it with their children secretly so that Islam would survive communist domination over them. We were told that parents and teachers would awake in the wee hours of the night and they would teach their children. That if the soldiers would see, or the officers, the police, would see light on at night or early in the morning, they would be suspicious and most likely they would come in and investigate to see what you're doing. But in the wee hours of the night, they thought everybody was asleep for sure, and that was when they would get up and wake their children and share with their children their knowledge of their religion. So they were educating, secretly educating their youngsters to carry on the religion, carry on the responsibility of sharing their religion with others and living it themselves. And after 70 years of being denied religious freedom, almost the next day in the morning, they began establishing, opening up schools and colleges, and now they have many colleges in Russia for the education of Muslim children, Muslim youth, and Muslim adults who want to qualify in Islam and higher education. And something very similar happened for Christian leaders, leadership, and the Christians of Russia, or the Soviet bloc. The same thing happened for them. They preserved their religion and they preserved their knowledge quietly and secretly, and as soon as freedom came again for them to practice their religion, it was established as though it only slept for a night of 70 years and woke up fresh as they were the day before they slept. Isn't that wonderful? I think that's a sign from God. It's a sign from God, mighty sign from God. But there are more signs from God. God speaks of the earth itself. This body, huge spherical body we call the earth that we live on and live from, responding to God one day against misguided man and corrupt man's abuse of the earth. Then the earth will behave, I'm giving you a quote from the Quran, the earth will behave as though she had received revelation from her Lord. Revelation from her Lord. I believe what we are calling globalization now, globalizing trends, and what we are calling globalization, and the one world economy, global market, the global marketplace. I believe that these developments are fulfilling that potent prophecy in the Quran that says, or which says, one day the earth is going to behave as though her Lord had revealed to her, had revealed to her the earth itself. I don't think that means the physical stones and or the virtual stones and sands and soil and trees and rivers and lakes and all that. I don't think it means that. Not quite that. But by interpretation, it means exactly that. By interpretation, it means exactly that. The role of waters, the value of waters to commercial man, the value of the land to commercial man, the value of the winds to commercial man, the value of the sun and that heats the earth and the growth that comes out because of the climate that is of importance to man, to commercial man. That these elements and this earth, all of these elements, in man's commercial interests, are going to speak out against abuses that man has made, abuses of the use, the proper use, the correct use of these things. I recall in my life being a young man before my teens and during my teens, I recall how powerful our nation was, the United States of America. And I recall how the West dominated other lands and how we as citizens of this great nation, it was great then, it's greater now, I think, citizens of this great nation had a much higher standard of living than other nations, that our nation was much more powerful and much more richer than other nations because our nation was using the natural resources, the minerals, et cetera, of other nations and giving them little or nothing in return. But the day has come now when economic justice is being called for and the material realities are no longer in the hands of one nation, not even this great United States of America. The material realities are now in God's charge. You may not see it that way, but that's how I see it. Man hasn't brought this about. God has brought it about. When education influences for awakening the conscience of the most backward and illiterate people, have reached them through the powerful media that some of our men, great men and great writers of insight have identified as a liberating tool in this modern time, a liberating tool in this modern time, television. Television has its problems, we know. We have many complaints against some programs on television. But television has also been the means for reaching masses of people all around this world and bringing the true picture of world communities to every community on this earth fortunate enough to have a television. We think we are in charge of everything. We think we are in charge of ourselves. We think we are in charge of the material resources. We think we are in charge of the economy. We think we are in charge of the wealth. God is always in charge. We are not even in charge of ourselves. God is always in charge. But he is the hidden force. And he is watching over us according to Scripture. He's watching over us all the time. And he knows when we are going to veer off course and have a terrible collision and cause great destruction to ourselves and others. God knows that. And sometimes God's let that happen. And God is in the accident. And God is in control of the accident. And God comes out unaffected by the accident. And we recover and don't know that it was God all the time. God all the time overseeing the works of his creatures and making sure that if they make mistakes, they will recover from those mistakes. And God is the one who can take a plus and make it a minus, take a minus and make it a plus. God is the one that can do that. And look how communism was a great minus. And look how God has now made it a great plus. Because now it is history for the Soviet Union. They might go back to it. We don't know. But I don't think they can go back to it. I really don't. But it is history for us. And it is a sign for us that these things that go against the will of God are temporary. God's way is permanent. And what seems to be a hurt can also be a means for us to have a better life after the hurt than we could have had before the hurt. And to me, it's a sign from God. Islam is to be understood by Muslims. We need knowledge from the highest sources of Islam to correctly understand our own religion, to correctly identify our own life, what the Muslim life is. We need knowledge from the Quran, and we need the knowledge of the human person that received the revelation, the Quran, and introduced for the first time Islam to the world of people, to this world of human people, human beings, nations. Muhammad ibn Abdullah of Mecca, Arabia, prayers and peace be on him. Our religion is the religion of peace. It's the religion of peace. Peace is so prevalent in our religion. Our name is Muslim, meaning person who accepts peace. Muslim is from salam, peace. Our greeting is salam, peace. And we are told to look for a day when we will arrive at the abode of peace, Dar es Salaam, the abode of peace. And we are told that our God is the source of peace, that he is the peace, our God, the God of all people, the God of the universe. We are told that he is the peace. So how can a religion that has so much peace in it, in its composition, in its important language, in its most important terminology, how can that religion say so much to peace, address peace so much, and we not be a peace-seeking people? We look at the life of Muhammad, the prophet, prayers and peace be on him. And we think of him as a warrior. He did not want to be a warrior. He had to be asked by God to take up arms. He was a peacemaker. He was a lover of peace. He suffered and took abuses and didn't return the blow or the fight because he wanted to give people the message and not fight them. But the idolaters were a people that were not enlightened. They were not an enlightened people. Muhammad was born in an idolatrous society. They worshiped idols. They didn't have the right concept of God. So they didn't value human beings, the life of human persons, and a human society, like civilized nations of Christians and others, value human life and human society. They were savage in many ways. They were cruel savages in many ways. The prophet suffered enough, and it was God who knew the time to tell him to rise up. And God permitted him to return the attack, to defend the mission and the community, the Muslims, the faithful, against the war makers. He was not a war maker. On the day of victory, when he was victorious in the peninsula we call Arabia, Saudi Arabia now. On the day of victory, what did he do? He did like the prophet David in the Bible, peace be upon David. He forgave his enemies. And he told them, he proclaimed that as long as they accept the order of peace, as long as his enemies accepted the order of peace, they would have no fear. Their lives and their properties would be protected by the state, by the new Islamic state. He didn't tell them that as long as you believe. No, he didn't say that. He said as long as you accept the peace. Which means you didn't have to become a Muslim. He forgave the enemies and didn't say you must now become Muslim. No, he did not. Christians were existing before in territories that the Muslim had won, and they continue to exist. And he said that he mandated that they practice their religion as they had practiced it before. There was no demands on them to change their religion or to get rid of it or to become Muslim. He said the same to the Jews. He mandated the freedom of religion also for the Jews. So if this great man forgave his enemies and permitted those of other religions to continue to live, practice their religion as they had practiced before, he even didn't go out witch hunting, seeking idol worshippers, spying on them to see if they still worship the idols. He didn't do that. All he asked is that they accept the new order to live in peace and to keep the peace. Muhammad the Prophet, we should know him, brother Muslims. We should know our prophet. We should know the model man, the model human being that God gave us, who is a mercy to all the nations, as God says in the Quran. We should know him. He's not a warmonger. He was never a warmonger. He's a peacemaker. He's always a peacemaker. He is a liberator. He came to champion the cause of the freedom of religion. Not to persecute the religious communities, but to champion the cause of the freedom of religion. And God says to us of Muhammad that his model as a human model is enough to satisfy any people who believe in God and the last day. Any people, Christians, Jews, and others. He is enough as a human model to satisfy, he's sufficient to satisfy any people who believe in God and believe in the last day. Do you think they're not Christians who respect Muhammad. There are many Christians who respect Muhammad, and it didn't just occur in this century. There have been in every century since Muhammad's day, Christians of higher learning and higher education, and those of the common people who have great respect for Muhammad, the persecutors of people, the persecutors of human life, the oppressors of mankind, the oppressors of humanity, the warmongers, those who have greed for power, and greed for the wealth, greed for the resources of the world. They're the ones that have promoted this clashing of Muslims and Christians, the Crusades, and the religious hatred that we know in history gone and in present history. They're the ones that have secretly promoted this evil. There are good Christians and good Jews that have never bought the opinion of those who persecuted Islam. And there are good Muslims who have never bought the opinion of our Muslim leaders and Muslim powers that have persecuted Christians, done wrong by them, or done wrong by Jews, or any people of faith. There are those of us that have always looked at the Christians with respect and looked at the Jews with respect, respecting them as people to whom God sent messengers, prophets, and people who follow the path of God and live the life of faith in God. So don't let the rule and the power and presence and dominance of wrongdoers blind us to the truth of history, the history of the people of faith, what they really are, and what they are really committed to, are obligated to uphold. Don't be blinded, don't be misguided or fooled by those who are in power, because their power and their rule is temporary, and God's way is permanent.
That concludes our Sharia Juma and commentary of Imam Warfdeen Muhammad, Rahim Allah Alay. Juma Mubarak to everyone, and inshallah, tune back in at 7 o'clock for community developmental stages and for community buzz with Mahatanaila Abdullah. Thank you so much. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Assalamu alaikum. 917-856.
I just wanted to say thank you very much for that beautiful presentation from the Imam and all the work that you all are doing at MP60CWSC. Jamal Bilal.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. That means a lot to us. You know, we try to, you know, inshallah, we can, as we continue to remake this world into a better place, we thank you for all of that. That makes our job so much easier. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much. All right. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Lion Juma Mubarak.
Juma Mubarak.